Hi guys, this is Diary Disco. It's been a hot second, but I'm back. That previous song was Ecstasy, Apple of My Eye by Strawberry Switchblade. I recently discovered them and they're really nice, but then I read their like bio on Spotify and it's kind of sad. I think the gist of it was that they were trying to they had this breakout hit, and then they were trying to continue that momentum and find fame, you know, to support themselves, which is very valid, but then they never could really regain that kind of momentum that they had from their first song, so I think they eventually gave up, which is sad because their music is really good. This next one is called Iceland Moss by Sudan Archives, also an artist I found recently. Really like their work, and this is the first song that I discovered, which is very fitting because I'm going to Iceland very soon in August with the rents, with the parents, and I'm very excited for that. So excited to see some Iceland moss. So please enjoy this song. Right, that was Just Like Honey by the Jesus and Mary Chain, and before that was Iceland Moss by Sudan Archives. The next two songs I'm very excited for, they're by the one and only Fei Wong, and this artist is someone that my mom actually showed me. She's like very famous in East Asia, like China, etc., etc., and she has a lot of bangers. But recently I found out that Fei Wong actually collaborated with the Cocteau Twins at one point, or actually one member of them. And you can really hear her influence in some of her songs. And I also learned that she like has a bunch of covers from like US and Western artists at the time, and I'm going to play one of them. You'll know what it is. But yeah, that was really cool to me. Like, she covered the Sundays, she covered the Cranberries, and she covered a bunch of the Cocteau Twins, of course. But the next one that I have by Fei Wong is called Zhi Mi Bu Hui, and it's Chinese for No Regrets. Very much a banger. I hope you enjoy.
Jimmy. 是你们想的如此完美，我承认有时也会辨不清真伪，并非我不愿意走出迷堆，只是这一次，这次是自己而不是谁。要用谁的心去体会，真真切切地感受周围，就算痛苦，就算是累，也是属于我的伤悲。我还能用谁的心去体会，真真切切地感受周围，就算疲倦，就算是累，也只能执迷而不悔。
Alright, so that was the first Fei Wong song, 知迷不悔 or No Regrets. And funny story, I know I said my mom showed me the song, but just now, I was freaking out because I didn't know how to say the song, or I didn't know how to read the Chinese characters, you know, in the song title. So I literally had to FaceTime my mom and be like, how do you say this? And what does it mean? Which is kind of embarrassing because as a kid, I literally took Chinese school, or like, you know, I learned Mandarin Chinese on like weekend school since I was in like first grade all the way to sophomore year. And like, what do I have to show for it? Like, obviously nothing, as we've seen. But still a great song. Still very glad my mom showed it to me and that she picked up when I FaceTimed her. The next Fei Wong song is a cover. A cover of Dreams by the Cranberries, very good song. And in Chinese, the title is 梦中人, or dream person, you know. But hope you enjoy. This is Dreams.
Thank you.
Alright, so that was Runner by Alex G, and before it was Dream Person by Fei Wong. Yeah, this is Alex G's new single, or one of his new singles, because I think he's releasing an album, and me and Brayden, who's the other Diarrhea Disco DJ, who's not here today, he's actually in SF, we are going to see the concert in November, which is really exciting. I'm very excited. Something about Alex G, this is actually not an original take, I got it from Twitter, but something funny about Alex G is that he's always got those animals on the cover, like, you know, Runner, and then Trick, he's got the dog, or I don't even know what it is, like a dog or something, and then Rocket, they've all got animals on it, I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, that was Alex G. Also, I wanted to pause and say that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Very glad to have you here. From now on, I'll probably be DJing every Monday, 9 to 10, or, you know, every other Monday. We'll see. And I also wanted to pause to do a little PSA, as always. This one's about public transportation and walking. So, if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. So, for example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air just for an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Honestly, they're so real for that. I feel like lately I've been walking everywhere. Like, me and my friends are living on an off-campus house this summer in Somerville, and it's kind of like out of the way. So, like, you know, whenever we have to go somewhere, whether it's like Davis or, I don't know, Whole Foods, I don't know, whenever you have to go anywhere, or even just like a different friend's house, it's kind of like a hike, like 20 minutes at least. But I mean, I feel like I'm the kind of person who's like very like, oh, I don't want to waste any time. I want to get there as fast as possible. But I think this summer I'm really learning to like kind of take my time and look around me. This is very cliche, but it's true. I'm like learning how to take my time and appreciate, you know, my surroundings when I'm walking, and realizing that walking in and of itself is like a great activity, not just a means to get somewhere. So this is a good PSA. I enjoyed it. Next up, we have a song from the new Drake album. I hear mixed reviews about it, but me and my friends, we're pretty big fans of it. Okay, I wouldn't say big fans. We're like fans of it. Like, I can't claim to be a Drake fan, but honestly, Nevermind, which is the name of this new album, it was a banger, I have to say. So here is Massive by Drake from his new album. Enjoy.
I've been alone in my thoughts. Can't feel this void between us. I cannot stand losing you. Whoa, whoa. All these feelings intertwined. Oh, fighting the urge to reach out. And my stance remains unchanged, baby. I can't help it, I'm so into you. I know we got real issues. Can't give in so easily. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ain't going out with no fight. No, I'm just trying to play my part. Yeah. I'm not ready to let go. Whoa, whoa. Oh, when you're ready, we can put this behind us. Maybe we can find us again. I know. Put this behind us. We can find us again. 'Cause I don't wanna go. I was alone in this world. And I needed people. I know my funeral gon' be lit. 'Cause how I treated people. I don't wanna go. I don't wanna.
All right, that was Massive by Drake. I really appreciate how his new album, I really appreciate how his new album is like more house leaning than the previous album. I don't know what it's called, the one with the pregnant woman on the cover. But that's something I appreciate. And for those of you who just started listening in, this is Diarrhea Disco. It used to be Sundays at 7 to 8 a.m., but for the summer, I'll be here from 9 to 10 every Monday or so. I'll be here alone and not with my co-DJ Brayden, because he's in SF, living his best life. Good for him. The next song is called Wild Horses by the Sundays. It's actually a song my friend Annika showed me, so shout out to Annika. She's my housemate. Best housemate ever. All right, without further ado, this is Wild Horses.
What?
Okay, so that was Champagne Coast by Blood Orange, and then before that was Wild Horses by The Sundays. I think Champagne Coast is a great song. It's like, I think it's one of my favorites, either that or Bound, which is a collaboration with another one of my favorite bands, Wet. Yeah, but also sitting here, I was like, you know, I was just in the studio, sitting in the studio, listening to this play, and I was like, doing the radio show in the summer is actually so much nicer than the school year, because during the school year, I'd be like so stressed all the time. I'd have so many commitments, and I feel like this was just another commitment on top of everything. But I mean, now in the summer, I'm just hanging. And also during the school year, my show was at 7 to 8. And that 7 to 8 a.m. on a Sunday, and that was not a great time. There were times when me and Braden, my co-DJ, would come in, like, 2 or 3 hours of sleep from the night before, voice really husky because, you know, we weren't doing too hot. And then we, you know, drag ourselves up the hill from Somerville to Medford just to play our little DJ set. It was nice, but like, it was nice, like, reprieve from the everyday, but like, the timing was not it. But now it's like Monday on a 9 p.m., 9 or 10 p.m., and, you know, I've got nothing to do. This is great. This is exactly what I want to be doing. Anyways, so the next song is Tomorrow Never Came by Lana Del Rey featuring Sean Ono Lennon. And we all know who Sean Ono Lennon is. But the reason I chose this song was because last week, me and my housemates had a little Lana Del Rey themed party. It was like half ironic, half unironic, because like you're like, oh, Lana Del Rey, what an interesting figure. Like we're here despite her politics, not for her politics. But then like, you know, preparing for the party, we were listening to her music and everything. And I don't know, that kind of reawakened something in me, because like Lana Del Rey for me was like so important in high school. I listened to her so much. And then, I don't know, as I got into like junior, senior year and like college, I just kind of like fell off. But I was like listening to her like the past week or so, and I was like, this is actually really great. I need to like restart listening to her. And that's why we're here. This is Tomorrow Never Came featuring Sean Ono Lennon. Enjoy.
Hey, what you doing? Not a lot. Shaking and moving at my local spot. Baby, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Why, 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 why? Hey, lady, lay on this side of paradise in the traffic of cancer. 'Cause if I had my way, you would always stay. House. We play guitar in your barn.
bench in the summer on the pouring rain. Honey, don't ignore me, I just wanted it to be the same. You said you love me like no tomorrow. Guess tomorrow never came.
Alright, that was Tomorrow Never Came by Lana Del Rey featuring Sean Ono Lennon. I think it's one of my favorite Lana songs, and that's like a, that's a big statement, because I checked, like, you know, the past week how many like songs I have from her on Spotify, and I've got like 40 something songs, which I didn't expect. Also, my friend and I were listening to this together the other day, and she was like, you can obviously hear, like, John Lennon in Sean Ono Lennon for obvious reasons, but you can also kind of hear a little Bob Dylan. I don't know, it's the kind of, I don't know how to describe it. Just some parts when he's singing, he has this kind of force about him that's very similar to Bob Dylan. And I was like, you're so right. I just thought that was a very interesting observation. But next we have Spanish Air by Slow Dive. I discovered Slow Dive this year, one of the best things that happened to me, and I hope you enjoy this too.